Hello and welcome to the Flying Frisbee podcast with me, Dominic Frisbee. As always, you can read today's piece, you can listen to today's piece, or as many like to do, you can read and listen at the same time. And today's piece is called The Art of Hodling, Bitcoin's Latest Price Action and How to Navigate It. I'm going to be sending out two pieces in fairly quick succession. First, today's about the latest Bitcoin price action, and then another tomorrow, hopefully, about gold mining. It looks like Bitcoin currently $67,000, down from highs of $73,500, is now enjoying a correction. MicroStrategy has 5x'd since we covered it in the summer, and some profit taking is inevitable. My own strategy, though, is to hodl. I don't think this is the end of the cycle. Longer term, I think Bitcoin goes higher, even if it's short-term overbought and overheated, and I know of no strategy that has consistently beaten hodl, so that is what I'm going to continue to do. There is an expression you will have heard me use from time to time: from false moves come fast moves in the opposite direction. Sometimes you will see a move above an old high, a false breakout, and then a market reverses. At the moment, the breakout above the old high to 73,500, then this reversal, looks like it could be one of those. It may do that, it may not. You never know. The risk is not having a position. My preferred interpretation is ongoing correction in a bull market, but these are the kind of doubts that haunt you as you climb the wall of worry. Nothing a bull market likes to do more than throw you off, hence hodl. It has been said before, but I say it again. Were you to sell your bitcoins for pounds, dollars, or euros, you would effectively be swapping a technologically superior form of money for one that is technologically inferior. When looked at in these terms, selling bitcoin for fiat makes little sense. When bull markets come along, you always kick yourself for not owning enough bitcoin. So again, hodl. I met a Citi friend of mine at a drinks party last night, and he was telling me how many institutions are buying $200,000 September call options. That means some traders in institutions are in effect making leveraged bets that Bitcoin will be $200,000 in 6 months' time. Buying such high-risk, out-of-the-money calls could be seen as symptomatic of an excess bullish sentiment. It signals irrational exuberance, it signals catch-up trade, trying to make up the money you missed out by not being positioned sooner. But that institutional money, with all the information it has about order flows and all the rest of it, is making such bets, is also a bullish sign. Finally, another anecdote from earlier in the week, which shows just how hot things were getting. This one about altcoin season. Fortunes, sometimes life-changing fortunes, get made and lost, though mostly lost, in altcoin season. It was upon us. My son's mate from uni, age 23, is now a trader. On Tuesday, he was bragging on their Snapchat about a win he had just had. Local AI, I have no idea what that is, began trading on Monday. On Tuesday, it was up over 17,000%. You read that right, 17,000% on a Tuesday. I took a look at it on Wednesday. It had just fallen over 60%. The following day, it nearly tripled before falling 50% again. It's nuts. It's a full-time job keeping up with what's going on in the altcoin world. It's also a young man's game, finger on the pulse and all that. Altcoins aren't something I know a great deal about, I'm relieved to say. I'm familiar with about 10. How do you navigate it all? Fortunately, I know a man who does. So let me take this opportunity to recommend Charlie Morris's Bitfolio. Charlie's a former fund manager from HSBC who ran the $1 billion absolute return fund for 20 years. He also wrote the extremely popular Fleet Street Letter for many years before handing it over to Nigel Farage and his team. Charlie now runs a suite of letters at ByteTree. He was early to the Bitcoin story back in 2014. He has almost unrivaled knowledge of portfolio management and asset allocation, of technical analysis and of trend following, and he applies it all to the world of crypto and altcoins. So take a look, see what you think. You get the first month free. The crypto letter is ace, but I also like his more mainstream multi-asset investor and his speculative venture letter as well. Anyway, I'll be back very soon, tomorrow hopefully, talking gold mines. Will I ever learn? Until then, goodbye.